Mesachet Tzivik, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Machra Ktuvasa O Miksasa. An Amana that has sold off her whole Ktuva and left for herself only the Tosefes Ktuva, the extra amount that the Baal had written her, over and above the money of Messiah, which was due her Alpi Tekanes Chachamim. Or she sold off a Chelek of her Ktuva, part of the money of Messiah. Mishkena Ktuvasa O Miksasa. She had given away her Ktuva the Mashkin and left for herself only the Tosefes. Or she had given away part of her Ktuva as a Mashkin. Nasna ktuvasa la'acher o miktasa. Or if she had given away her ksuba to somebody else and left for herself only the tosefet, or she had given away part of her ksuba. Lo timkor et ashar ela bebezdin. And now she wants to collect the remainder of her ksuba after her husband's death, and she wants to sell off her husband's property in order to collect the rest of her ksuba. She is not allowed to sell off this property unless it is assessed by a bezdin mumchah. Now this is according to Shitas Rabbi Shimon that we saw in the Mishnah before, that an almana that is selling off the property of her husband in order to collect her ksuva, not to collect mezonot, has to have it assessed by a bezin mumche. And the Tanna Kamma of this Mishnah holds that since she already collected a chelek of her ksuva, she has no right to be supported from her husband's property anymore, and therefore, since she has no mezonot and she is selling off this property for the ksuva, not for mezonot, she cannot sell off the property until it is assessed for its real worth by a bezin mumche. V'chachamim omer, moicheres hi afilo arba v'chamisha pamim, u'moicheres l'mezonya ishalo bebezin. The chum hold, even though she has sold off 4 or 5 times part of her husband's property in order to collect part of her ksuva, called mind that she had not collected her whole ksuva, she can continue to sell this property in order to collect mezonya, even though it is not assessed by a bezin mumchen, as the Chachamim holds that Isha that has collected part of her ksuba continues to be supported by her husband's property until she has collected her full ksuba. V'koyseves l'mezoneis macharti. And when she sells property for mezoneis, she should write on the star mechira that I am selling this property for mezoneis. And who I didn't, when she sells off the property in order to collect part of her ksuba, she should write on the star mechira that this property is being sold for ksuba. That way, the Yisomim won't think she's selling off all this property for mezonot, and that she's collecting more mezonot than is really due her. Ugrusha loitim korela bebestin. A divorcee that is selling off her husband's property in order to collect her ksuba, as a divorcee does not get supported from her husband's property, she can only sell this property after it is assessed for its true worth by a bezin mumchen. Now, even according to Tanna Kamma, the previous Mishnah, that holds that even an almana min erisin that does not get supported from her husband's property, and she is selling the property in order to collect her ksuba, does not have to have it evaluated first by a bezin mumchen. Even that Tanna Kamma will agree that a grusha must have it evaluated first by a bezin mumchen. As the reason why the Tanna Kamma holds that an almana min erisin does not have to have the property evaluated by a bezin mumchen before she sells it, as a chacham feel that a person would not want that his wife be humiliated to have to run after a bezin mumchen in order to have the property assessed, as opposed to a grusha, that the Baal certainly would not care one bit that she is humiliated in having to run after a bezin mumchen, so therefore she cannot sell this property before it is assessed by a bezin mumchen. Masechet Ksuvos Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Amana shehoytzeh ksuvasa misayim. An amana that the value of her ksuva is 200 zuz, and now she has to sell off her husband's property in order to collect her ksuva. She sold a property worth 1 manah for 200 zuz, which is 2 manahs. Or she sold off a property that was worth 200 zuz, which is 2 manahs, and she got only 1 manah for that property. She has received her ksuba, and she is not due any more money for her ksuba from the assumer. Now, in the first case where the property was worth 1 manah, and she sold it for 2 manahs, since her ksuba is only for 2 manahs, and she has received that 2 manahs, she is not due any more money. Now, even though the property itself was worth only 1 manah, the Gemara compares this to a case, to somebody who gives money to a shliach and tells him to buy something for him, and the shliach got a great deal on this. Even though the shliach bought something that was worth much more money than the money that he was given, still that object goes to the mishaleach, and therefore, in this case also, the isha is only a shliach to sell the property of her husband, and she has no right to keep any profit that was made from this deal. Now, in the second case, where she took a property that was worth 200 and got only 100 for it, since she was the one that made the mistake and got a bad deal, she is the one that has to take the loss, not the Yisum. Now, even though there is a no over here, which is that any time something is sold for 1/6 more or less than it's really worth, the buyer and the seller both have the right to back out of the deal. There is a klal ein ona b'kakos. The dine ona do not apply by real estate. Haisa k'suvasa mana umakra shava mana v'dinar b'mana. Mechra basel. If the value of her k'suva was only 1 mana, and she sold a karka that was worth 1 dinar more than a mana, and she received only a mana for it, the sale is not valid. She had no right to sell that extra karka, and since she did not receive the true value for it, the whole sale is not valid. Afilu hi omeres achzuras hadinar liyorshin, mechra basel. Even if she is willing to return the extra dinar to the yorshin, still the sale is not valid, as she had no right to sell it in the first place. But if she would have gotten the money and the dinar for it, then the sale would have been valid as long as she returned that dinar to the yorshin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo'olam mechra kayem asher teheishom kedesha tishayer besada bat tisha kabin ubegina bat chazikav ukedivri Rabbi Akiva beis reva. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that even though she sold a property that was worth more than her ksuva, if, had she not sold that extra property, the yisoma would have been left with a property that was non-kabin if it was a sutta, or if it was a vegetable carton, they would have had chetzi kab, or according to Rabbi Akiva, a quarter of a kab, then that is a significant property, and the yisoma would not have wanted her to sell that extra property, so therefore the sale is not valid. But if she had sold only the property that was due her, the Yisoma would not have been left with a property that was non-kavan if it was a sada, or a chasikav if it was a gina. So that is not a very significant amount of property. So therefore, the Yisoma did not care that she sold it, and she had a right to sell it as long as she returned the value of that property to the Yisoma. Ha'isak tuvasa arba me'azuz, umachra lezeh b'mana, v'lezeh b'mana, ul'achron yafa mana v'dinar b'mana, sh'achron batl. If the value of her ksuba was 400 zut, and she sold off the properties separately, the first one for a money, the second one for a money, the third one for a money, and then she finally sold the fourth property, and the fourth property was worth a money and a dinar, and she got only a money for it, the last property that she sold, the sale is not valid, but the first three properties that she sold, the sale is valid. At the first three properties, she had the right to sell, as opposed to the last property where she sold a mana and a dinar worth, and she was only due another mana, so therefore she had no right to sell that property, and the sale is not valid.